1690 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. All eyes on 2024, the remaining five candidates still qualifying for the GOP primaries wrapped up their third debate and all had a lot to say about the sixth candidate who's boycotted all of the debates so far. ABC's Andy Field.
Governor Ron DeSantis going after Donald Trump for not attending this or any debate.
And he said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing.
Nikki Haley on the NBC debate.
He put us $8 trillion in debt, and our kids are never going to forgive us for that.
And Chris Christie saying former President Trump will spend the next year trying to stay out of jail, claiming he won't be able to lead the party or the country.
President Biden's campaign slamming the Republican presidential hopefuls for embracing Donald Trump's losing and extreme MAGA agenda. It looks like Hollywood will be getting back to work as the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, has reached a deal, a tentative one, with the major TV studios, ending a months-long strike. This is ABC News. A new tool in the fight against obesity will be available after Thanksgiving. The FDA approving use of the drug Zepbound for chronic weight management. Drug maker Eli Lilly says it produces better results than similar drugs on the market like Ozempic and Wegovy.
Christy Kaiser says she lost 122 pounds after 15 months on the drug. She says she's no longer pre-diabetic and no longer needs blood pressure medicine.
My health is better. You know, I hope I've extended the longevity of my life because of it.
Zepbound comes with side effects like Wegovy and Ozempic, including nausea, constipation, and abdominal pain. Injectable weight loss drugs are not always covered by insurance and can cost over $1,000 a month. Eli Lilly says Zepbound will be 20% cheaper than its competitors.
ABC's Ariel Reshef reporting. South Korea fighting off an infestation of bed bugs, a widespread disinfection of public transportation, and other common areas is underway. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a